Previously on Pretty Little Liars.
Does anybody recognize this? Is there anything on the back? You're number one.
That's a cell phone.
That's your sister's A. It's been Melissa all along. What were you doing in Allison's bedroom? I'd be careful, Spence.
I got fired today.
What are you going to do?
I'll be headed to my folks' place for a while.
When will you be back?
I can't teach in this town. What's left?
Maya and I got in a fight the other night at the party, and I haven't talked to her since. I've been thinking a lot about us.
It's a little late for that, isn't it? How do you have this?
Garrett asked me to keep it safe for him, but I think the police should have it.
You're under arrest.
For what?
The murder of Allison De Laurentiis.
One week after his arrest, Reynolds pled not guilty to the charge of Allison De Laurentiis' murder. However, prosecutors remain confident with their case. Rosewood PD's working theory is that Reynolds became a police officer to destroy evidence that linked him to the murder scene. Investigators received a break in the case when that document was recovered. Garrett Reynolds...
It's page 5 of Al's autopsy report. Garrett took it, but somebody gave it back. My mom is friends with the prosecutor. That somebody was Jenna. Can we finally put Allie to rest now? Or is it 2 down, 2 to go? Ian's dead, Garrett's in jail. Melissa and Jenna were in Allie's room that night, too. They may not have killed Allie, but they're definitely guilty of something.
Love gone wrong.
What are you talking about?
I knew Ian didn't kill Allison, and you four can keep a secret, but you don't have the constitution for murder.
Are you going to eat that?
I know how Jenna Marshall went blind, and so did Garrett. If he killed Allison, it's because he thought she deserved it.
Was this peanut butter?
Toffee. It is good.
Thanks.
Knows about the Jenna thing.
You still have something that belongs to me. Bring it, or one of you leaves in a body bag. Hey.
A has to be talking about her phone.
You still have it locked in your closet, right?
Yes.
I don't know why you guys, but A talking about body bags makes me very nervous.
Guys, he was a messenger. Something for each of us.
He wants to play hide and seek. Be there when the clock strikes midnight.
Spence?
Hide and seek was my favorite game with Melissa. You want to know why? I always won.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
She was in that kitchen eating frozen yogurt, basically just telling us that she was A.
Yeah, and now she wants to kill one of us.
The parties and body bags go together like drinking and driving.
Guys, I don't trust Melissa as far as I can throw her and Ian's fetus. But let's not forget that Jenna also knows about the Jenna thing.
Ian's fetus? And that's disgusting.
Look, A is all-knowing, all right? It's like a genius on steroids.
The only person I know that's smarter than Spencer is her sister.
I take offense. Melissa did score higher on the Wechsler scale, but when you take into account my scores and the Flynn effect combined with real-life accomplishments, the gap in our IQs is virtually non-existent.
What are you doing with Allie's bag?
I'm giving A back her phone over my dead body, which means that we have until midnight tomorrow to unmask this bitch once and for all. And this bag has brought us closer to the truth than we've ever gotten.
You think there's something in there we missed?
We need to go through it again. All of us, with a fresh pair of eyes. But with Melissa at home,
Oh, forget my place.
My mom is still hot on the A trail. Look, let's just meet after school. I have an idea for a great costume.
Oh, you're going to the masquerade mash.
Me too. Can you believe Blind Jenna's going? A week ago, that would have made me a no-show. But since she dumped an old con man for seeing I, Toby, sorry, Spencer, Jim Hughes' mop remind me of my face. I love this vintage shop a few towns over. We should all go after school and get our costumes together.
I would love to, but I have to take my sister to an ultrasound. My mom's coming back tomorrow, so I have some house stuff.
Yeah, and vintage is my middle name, but I gotta get the cross. That leaves us.
Look, I am so sorry, Mona, but I have to stay with Caleb after school.
So it's just me. Again.
Tristan and Isolde. Abelard and Eloise.
This is too cute.
It's the sucker for a tragic love story.
I so didn't mean that how it sounded. Have you heard from him?
Yeah, he checks in. Everything he thought he wanted, he's lost because of me.
Guys, I think that it might be over this time. Really over.
Great. Now Mona knows I lied about where I am.
And Caleb is with her, so he's going to ask me what I ditched her.
But I am lying to everyone I care about. I don't even know why I started lying to begin with.
You're lying because you don't want the people that you care about to end up like Dr. Sullivan. Here one day and gone the next.
Anna, do you mind?
It's kind of sacred ground.
It is?
Man, you sure can't keep a secret.
Hey, Ann, can you grab my computer? What is this fence?
Did you look up Daugherty's Landing?
It's a tiny airstrip off of Highway 30.
Is it close to anything?
No, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Wait, what did that postcard say?
Meets 30.
The Lost Woods Resort. Find us where Greenview meets 30.
Duncan said that he flew Allie to an airfield the day she disappeared. This has to be where she went.
Maybe room one?
Are you sure this is right? This is Greenview.
Who was that?
I don't know. Deer, I think.
Maybe we should go back.
No! Okay, we didn't come this far to give up.
Careful, Spencer. What is that?
What the hell are we doing up here?
She wasn't bagging the deer, that's for sure.
I was surprised when you girls pulled up. People don't come here much anymore since they built the interstate. It doesn't bother me, though. I like the quiet. So I'm here. Welcome to the Lost Woods Resort. Mary Smith.
Is room one available?
How'd you know about room one?
sorry?
It's got the hottest water on the property. It's perfect for a night like this.
Oh, our friend, the one who told us about this place, she stayed in room one. Maybe you remember her? Vivian Darkbloom?
Name doesn't ring a bell. Besides, I learned a long time ago not to tell tales about folks who stay here. You check into the Lost Woods because you don't want to be found.
Damn it! Are you okay? Him, come on!
I'm not exactly sure what we're looking for.
Allie left Ian to come up here for a reason. What was it?
Love how they call this place a resort. Do you think that Allie came here to hide something? Or do you think that she came here to hide from me? We need to get into the office. Was Allie here alone, or did she come with somebody? Is she still there? I think that he left. I'm just dying to get a look at that registration book. Wait, really? You're gonna come with me? Does it look like those two are moving? I'm cold. No, I'm colder than she is. You're little, but you're big.
You're taking a shower in this place. It's gross.
God, Emily, I'm covered in mud.
Hello? Maya? Can you hear me? Vivian Darkbloom in the morning before she went missing. Are there any other names in here that we know? Stayed here twice. And the first time was the day she was supposed to be meeting A in Brookhaven. Coincidence?
doubt it.
Seriously? She still doesn't call back.
Mom's not even home yet, and I'm lying to her. She thinks I'm staying at your house.
Oh, that works. Because my mom thinks I stayed at yours.
We're not stealing that, are we?
No. We'll go put it back.
We? Spencer, you're not going to make me crawl through that window again, are you?
I'll do it. I just need you to stand guard.
Come on. We're Team Sparia.
Caleb can't take me to the masquerade party anymore. His mom's flying in tonight. The costume needed a date.
It's your costume. I've wanted to be Juliet since Bridget would beat me up for the part in sixth grade. Looking back, I think I wanted to be Romeo.
So, will you go to the party with me?
I'll be your date. But I'm not dressing like a dude.
Harold's back. Let's go before he realizes he touched his stuff.
Spencer.
Have you heard anything? What might have caused the fire?
Just that it wasn't an accident.
How is Jenna?
She seems fine.
Are you going to be bringing her to the masquerade party?
No.
Jenna found a way to forgive me. Do you think that you will ever be able to?
I have work to do.
You have every right to hate me. Okay, but you don't have to be that guy. You don't have to be the guy that won't let anybody in.
Dr. Sullivan?
I've thought about this moment so many times, wondering what I would say to you if I saw you again. They're all gonna be at the party. You know what you need to do. Melissa, when you left,
your pajamas curled up on the couch.
You have 3 hours to find out who A is before A finds us.
We all still agree, right? No matter what happens at midnight, we stick together, and we are not giving up that phone.
It's four against one. I like those odds.
Should we split up and look around?
None of us have dates, so
let's be back here in an hour and keep your phones close.
Confuse with somebody else. My name's Romeo.
I thought you were spending the night with your mom.
I'm gonna see your mom. I wanted to surprise you.
Surprise?
You can't take all the credit. Mona helped me pick out the costume.
Wait, Mona, you did this? Call me guilty. You know, I'm sorry for yesterday. From now on, I promise, no more secrets, okay?
You'll tell me about it later. Now go dance with your sizzling hot toddy before he melts the room.
I love you, Mona. I love you, too.
I have to admit, you had me fooled. But I've got you figured out.
Do tell.
I don't know why you hide behind that layered superficial bitch, but you are a great friend to Hannah.
That means more to me than you'll ever know. Thanks to Alice and I went years without any friends.
You never stood up to her. I'm sorry for that.
I quit thinking about that stuff a long time ago. It's funny. Today I just couldn't get it out of my mind. I took Caleb to that store I was talking about yesterday. It's a tiny place. You'd never find it if you didn't know it was there. It's in Brookhaven.
I know Brookhaven.
It's the last place I saw Allie alive. About a week before she went missing. Allison?
Crap.
I can't believe you're here. I mean, it's kind of like we're shopping together. Allison? Why are you dressed like that? What's going on? Is it some sort of a game?
Mona.
Can I tell you a secret? For real?
It's for real. And for keeps.
I can't believe you're talking to me.
Yeah, well. I'm watching someone.
Who?
Mona. This isn't a game. Just pretend like you don't know me and take off. Okay?
Wow. The Allie Dean needs something from Mona Vanderwall. What's it worth to you?
What do you want?
To be popular. Her message that night, but then she went all MIA on us and she never called me.
Wait, did you see who Allison was watching?
Do you mean who she was spying on?
No, it was probably just some guy she had a crush on. He wasn't watching Allie in Brookhaven. Allie was watching A.
Okay, wait. This is A code. I didn't get the handbook.
Look, Allie checked into a motel the morning before she went missing. She didn't go there to hide from A. I think she followed A there.
Try. I can't stay away from you.
Been away too long. And her heart is so strong. Strong enough if only you could see.
Friends closer.
Where are you?
That's what Allie was doing.
keeping our enemies even closer. I'm on my way back to the motel right now.
Now?
Yes. When we checked into the motel, there was a key for every room available except for room 2. Room 2 hasn't been booked since before Ellie went missing.
Don't you get it, Em?
Nobody checks into room 2 because it's been rented. And Ellie checked into the room next door because she was spying on A.
Spencer, don't go out there alone. Just wait for us.
No, I don't want us all to leave. We can't tip A off. And besides, I'm not alone. I'm with Mona.
Hey, you've got 2 hours to get back here.
It's kind of you to take the time to sit with me.
It must get lonely out here.
I find myself talking to these stuffed creatures.
Well, I guess you really only have to worry if they start to talk back to you.
What's that supposed to mean?
It was a joke. Thank you for the tea.
You haven't finished.
The other night. Just forget about it. That's the thing. I don't want to forget about it. We have a connection. You can't deny that. We did. But I get it. I messed it up. You weren't ready, and that's okay. I wish I'd fought harder for you. I didn't tell you so you'd be sorry. I just want to be honest. And I care about you. So I'll be here for you. For whatever you need. Of course.
what I need right now is a friend. It's official. We're friends. That makes me happy. Spencer, this has to be A's costume. I'll call Hannah. He's dressed as the Black Swan.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Why are they calling us back? This is Sally's diary.
Melissa was the Black Swan at a charity ball in Philly last year.
You don't think she'd do anything to try and hurt you, do you?
Why would you ask me that?
Well, I just thought that's what you meant. Melissa's the Black Swan. Maybe she's A.
Actually, can I have that gum?
Sure. Oh, you know, I think I have more in the car, so I'll be right back. Okay?
Tall, size 2. I hate it already. It's Lucas. They're all together. Come on.
Cashmere sweaters. I found the gum.
You didn't call Hannah, did you? Because you're A.
Congratulations, Spencer. You figured it out.
She's leaving! Hurry! It's locked.
Set to record every time it's turned on. I had to get you out there alone so we could talk.
Okay. Slow down, okay? Let's talk.
You had to earn it. The right to be a part of it.
You didn't see Ellie in Brookhaven. She saw you, didn't she? You just made that story up.
We're in this together now.
I admire you, Spencer. That's why you get to decide how this ends tonight. You can join the A-team, or you can disappear.
You almost killed Hannah.
She's my friend. I thought she was your friend, too. It's easier to forgive an enemy than it is to forgive a friend.
Oh, my God. Sona. How did you do it? How could you be everywhere? You were always one step ahead of us.
You're not the only genius in this car. You bitches underestimated me.
You're never gonna make it to Lookout Point if you don't slow down. They're going to Lookout Point. I know a shortcut. Come on. Hannah. Mona, say hey. Is this some kind of payback? Because we let Allie treat you like that?
I am so over Allie. I told you. She was never my friend, but Hannah was. And you bitches took her from me.
This is about betrayal?
It's not about betrayal, Spencer. It's about revenge.
You deserved everything you got.
You stole my only friend.
Mona, she is still your friend. Okay. So what's the plan? I mean, A always has a plan, right?
Yes. She does.
What happens if I don't join the team?
Melissa doesn't have your dad's gun. I do. When Allie left, it pulled you guys apart. It'll be the same if you go away.
No. It won't.
Threatened my son. I didn't think I had a choice. I needed to leave. I'm so very sorry. Hannah, it's all right. You're safe now.
I can't believe this. She was my friend.
She's
living in a perpetual state of hyper-reality. The adrenaline rush that accompanied her feelings of empowerment and her high level of intelligence fueled Mona's ability to be seemingly all-knowing and omnipresent.
Will she always be like this?
With therapy and the right medications, people with these personality disorders can get better.
I know they're watching me. I don't look bad, considering. I like this lipstick. What's it called? Toffee Tango? They think it's over. Loser Mona's going to the nut house, and those precious liars are going home to sleep with their windows open and their doors unlocked. Don't they know that's what we want?
I never thought I'd find the strength to come back here. But your friend showed up, and he was very convincing. I help people push through their fears, but he helped me push through mine.
Our friend?
Pretending not to love you was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Faceless person, the black hoodie.
Let's leave at my place. I'm going to be thrilled to have a reason to cook.
That sounds like old times.
Mona, you have a visitor.